Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, my subject is going to be by the field. And our text is Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure. Please underline treasure. Hidden in a field. Please underline hidden in a field. Which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. And I want you to underline buys that field. That is where my subject is coming from, buy the field. I want you to note that this man in the parable bought the whole field. He didn't just buy the treasure. It is because he linked the treasure to the field. This parable is the fifth of seven parables of the kingdom that have been congregated in Matthew chapter 13. These seven parables in Matthew 13 is aimed by Jesus at making us productive in life. It is to make us unleash things practically on the face of this earth. The parables are to make us multifaceted. Not one plot people. It is aimed at making us evergreen or relevant for all times. We can find all this in Matthew 13:51-52. The kingdom of God is within you if you are born again.
Hallelujah.
So here we have two things. We have a container. And this container is the physical body or the field. It is the earthen vessel. And then the second thing we have is the content. The content is the treasure. It is the kingdom of God. It is the rule of God. Now it is important for us to know the relationship between those two. Between the rule of God and then ruling your body, which is the field in which the treasure has been put. Two things are linked in our parable. The treasure is linked to the field. The treasure is the kingdom of God or the rule of God, and the field is your physical body or your earthen vessel. So God designed actually that out of us, out of our bodies, will come out his rule to affect us, to affect other people, to affect places, to affect Jews, Gentiles, and the Church of God. So this man in the parable who discovered the kingdom of God or the treasure, it compelled the man to put value on the field or the human body. Why did he do that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, a container or your body has the ability to limit the treasure. It has the ability to limit the rule of God that must come out of you. On the other hand, your human body, if properly viewed in the light of the word of God, is going to enhance the treasure. Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you have something that you treasure, you will mind the container that you put it in. Nobody takes his jewelry or his gold or his money and put it in a container that will soil it. So basically, the container has the power, your human body has the power to unleash the treasure of God. Unleash the powerful things which are hidden in the treasure. Of course, we will talk about the treasure next week, but let me go ahead of myself to tell you that there is an excelling power that is hidden in the earthen vessel, that is hidden in the field. There is an excelling power that makes you have the ability to overcome every opposition outside you, so that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. The world cannot stop a kingdom person. The world cannot stop you, because the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom. Yes. And there is no way any kingdoms of this world, yes, there is no way anybody can stop the kingdom, the advancement of the kingdom of God. It will topple everything, yes, and he will superrule in the affairs of men.
Hallelujah. So we must say when you come here, you need to share no word with you. And you make sure that Bibi and you have to make a call. So when you say when you miss some no word with you, now when you are here, you need to dead word with you. And you Bibi bear a back call. The Bible say, "We be not so to make a call." Say, "To me a word with you, now my to me a word in your house." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ in you is greater than the Antichrist in the world.
Hallelujah. Also say Antichrist or now one would you.
I will say it again.
That can be
that Christ within you is greater than anything outside of you in this world. What does it mean to buy the field? Because this gentleman in the parable, when he saw the treasure, he hid it in the field and bought the whole field. What does it mean to buy the earthen vessel? It means four things, which I'm going to leave with you today. Number one, it means that you must love your human body and accept it as it is. You must love it and cherish it the way God created it. In other words, don't undervalue your body. Don't undervalue the weak earthen vessel. Because the value of your body is like the value of the treasure. The treasure within you gives value to your body.
Hallelujah.
Of course, you can enhance it. You can beautify it, but you should not change the features of it.
So, hey, what a shock.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, if you look at the physical bodies on this earth, you understand that Jesus created, generally speaking, two skin colors. Black and then white. The two extremes. There are other colors in between, other human bodies with different colors in between. But suffice it to say that generally it's black and white. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said that don't swear by your hair because you cannot make one black or white.
Yes, you see, man, kasa mi domitri mi.
When he said black and white, it doesn't mean that the people who are blonde or the people who have red hair, all right, or the people who have whatever kind of description of hair, they were not made by God. All the hairs were made by God. But Jesus was speaking the way I'm speaking, looking at the generalities, the extremes, that the hair that God created is black and white. It means that there are others in between, there are other colors in between. We are talking about the field of the human body. Ladies and gentlemen, the difference among humans on this earth is not their spirit. There isn't a black spirit and a white spirit. The difference among humanity on earth is not in their soul or in their
mind.
There is no mind for black people and mind for white people. In fact, the difference is not even in their body. There is no black body and white body, so to speak. The difference is in the skin color of the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why I'm talking about the field. I'm talking about what is it that makes a difference between us. Is it that the Jesus in white people is different from the Jesus in black people? Is different from the Jesus in Indians? Is different from the Jesus in Arabs? No. It's the same Jesus. It's the same kingdom of God that is within us. But there is something that can limit the treasure. And there is something that can unleash the treasure.
Na ni ameka ni se Yesu na owo ebibifo ni abrofo mu no amonya sronko Yesu na owo arabfo mu no amonya sronko na mo yewo bibia ye japade e wo ye mu a etumi emma adia wo nyame peso odi ye no ekoye nim eno ne ye kola ye ayewe.
Both colors that God created generally, that is black and white, should be linked to God. Because the source is God. The source of your black color is God. The devil is a liar when he makes us to think that blackness is associated with evil and bad people.
Sometimes
you talk to people, you see in their mind, they link blackness to Satan. So white people are close to God and black people in their logic, they are close to the devil.
Hey. And nothing and never before cry, you can't Jesus. Yes, you Jesus. You have to say you can't abrafuna kasa say you say abrafuna be your radicy.
But I came to tell you something. That in the mind of the kingdom person, the field that contains the Lord Jesus should all be linked to God who is the source.
I was say you didn't know from when you could.
Why should it be linked to the source?
I didn't say you wouldn't, sir.
Because if you know where you came from or your source, then you know where you are going. Otherwise, you are lost. I will say it again. If you know where you came from or you know your source, then you know where you are going. Again, if you know where you came from, then you know your potential. So if you know that you came from God, the source of your blackness is God, then it doesn't become a hindrance to anybody. Because this pulpit is made of wood, and it has got the potential or the strength of the source from which it was made. So if you know that your source is God, then you know what you can do. Then you know your potential. Then you know what you can unleash on the face of those. Then nothing stops you.
Yeah.
The psychological barrier that has been painted by history all throughout the history, which we have inherited, that has not become a barrier to you.
Yeah.
Because you know that the source of all color, including black, is God.
Hallelujah. So when you say, "Ni awa bo who say ni yowo nyanku power di ni na yane dia na so wadi abu adi biya shewu mu dia eni bibiara niwe betu ni asi ukwani woma abakwa sema yate eni abrafu ye say eni bibifu ye say eni adi abeha wo utrimo na abe who say wanyame kro yare abo wamna mansu na abo untu betu mi.
I came to tell you your true source is not evil.
Hallelujah.
Your true source is heaven.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
If you read in the Bible at major prophets like Ezekiel, like Daniel, like John the Revelator, when God allowed them to see into heaven, they saw heavenly beings. And the description they gave to them are descriptions that black people can also link up to, because they saw as the color of amber, they saw as the color of brass, they saw as the color of bronze. All these colors are colors that are now said to be black colors. But when they saw it to heaven, I'm not talking about a dream that somebody had,
yeah,
and then he went to heaven.
Yeah.
I'm talking about major prophets like Ezekiel,
yeah,
major prophets like Daniel,
yeah,
major prophets like John the Revelator,
yeah,
who revealed Jesus Christ. He saw color. He said that they were in color like unto.
Yes.
And then they mentioned colors that black people are associated with. I'm not saying that God is black. I'm not saying that angels are black. I'm not saying that heavenly beings are black. But I'm saying to you that any time God allows for these spiritual beings to manifest themselves, for prophets to see, they see something that dark-skinned people can associate with. That is why I came to convince all of you that, look, it is theologians and preachers who make all the angels look like white people with yellow hair, you know. And all of the heaven that people see, they only see white people. Ladies and gentlemen, when we die and we go to heaven, God is not going to change your skin color and make it white. You are accepted in heaven,
yes,
because there is the color dark and black in heaven.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That is why I believe that black lives matter. Because the source, the true source of blackness is God, not Satan.
Hallelujah.
So I came to tell you, first of all, value and esteem and take care of your field, your human body. Value it like the treasure which is inside. Because the man collected a lot of money and bought the field or the human body. Not necessarily the treasure. When you understand this, ladies and gentlemen, your source, then you know that nothing can stop you.
Hallelujah. So what you are saying there,
and you see that things will be unleashed from your body. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I see you unleashing things from this black body. Number two, what does it mean to buy the field in which the treasure was hidden? It means to own it. If you buy something, then you are the owner. It means to own it, to possess it. It means to control it. In fact, the reason why that man bought the whole field is because he wants to be in charge of the field. That is why I want to encourage all of you, possess your human body. Be in charge of the body in which you are listening to me right now. Don't let your body own you. Own the field. That is how your posture must be in the kingdom arrangement of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 14 says, the spirit of the man will sustain his infirmities. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? The spirit of the man is talking about where the treasure of the Lord is, which is in your body. The Bible says that it will sustain your infirmities. The Hebrew is sickness outside or in your body. So don't let the infirmities that you have in your body stop you from what God wants you to do on this
earth.
Whatever thing that is ailing in your body, ladies and gentlemen, don't let it stop you. Find a way of fulfilling what God wants you to fulfill on this earth. Possess your body.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what I found out? I found out that many people who are icons in this world, in history, important people who shook the world, they did it in the midst of human infirmities.
Hallelujah.
There are many people with infirmed bodies who have done marvelous things, and on the other hand, there are many people with normal bodies. They have normal bodies.
Normal bodies.
But they are not aware that there is a treasure inside of them. They take themselves for granted, and so they do very little you cannot write home about. I came to talk to somebody that don't undervalue your field or the human body, because it is sick temporarily. Your value comes from the treasure within, and that is where your focus must be, and you will see that you will be able to go over the opposition, your body, and fulfill what God wants you to do. So we can think about icons like Thomas Edison, who was deaf, I mean stone deaf, in both ears.
Yeah, Papa Thomas.
Thomas Edison is the electrical or the bulb icon.
Yeah, Papa Thomas Edison. Nana Suezi want to change on my light here. And I want to make a doomsday.
He couldn't hear anything, but he had 1,000 patents, things he had invented that he owned. 1,000 of them to his name. Deaf in both ears. Are you deaf in both ears?
No.
There is something you can do.
Hallelujah.
Just recognize that there is value inside of you.
Hallelujah.
And you'll be able to go over.
Yeah, Papa Thomas, now so you can. And your mama, come on, come on, pimbin. na wetumi aya ye betumi aka sey ono na eyeye na wo wasunsi ye nya ye ka cho se bibi pa bi wo mu a ebetumi aya mfaso.
We can also talk about Albert Einstein.
Ya papa Albert.
The Millennium Man.
Millennium papa.
The Marks and Faces icon. His quotes are something that leaders, everybody is quoting Albert Einstein. You hear about his quotes and you see that this one is like made in heaven. It's so rich. We are told by history that he suffered from a sickness called dyslexia, which is a learning difficulty.
Papa now, so for Yarian or Casamote, mean to Minka. Was this I have any chess on your own to me, Suyadia? And to Papa, I may Yarian is the one to me, Suyadia. I also know what you can't tell the brain, and I can't send the brain and penny for a cabby.
We can talk about Franklin Roosevelt, the US president who was paralyzed from his waist downwards with polio.
Now, or this US president, polio, Yan. Polio.
But that infirmity did not stop him. He went on to become a president. Time will fail me to talk to you about these many, many people, but let's talk about Apostle Paul. Our own apostle who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He said he had in his body a messenger of Satan that was buffeting him, and people, theologians, think that he had a problem with his eyesight. But he wrote. I came to encourage you that no matter the weakness in your body, God's strength will be made manifest in you. The earthen vessel cannot prevent the excelling power. You are so going to excel that you will attribute your success not to your body, because we all know your body had a problem, but you will attribute it to God. The excellency of the power will be unto God and not unto us, because we are weak in ourselves, but He is strong.
Hallelujah.
Number 3, what does it mean to buy the field in which the treasure is, in which the rule of God is? It means to keep your body from sin. It means to discipline your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. The Apostle Paul says, I discipline my body. I keep under my body and bring it to subjection. Subjection to what? Subjection to the word of God. I came to encourage you. Buy your body and subject it to the kingdom word of God. Don't let your body control you. Let the word of God control your body. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Don't let sin fill your body. Don't sin with your body. Possess your own vessel. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4. Possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor.
Now when you pedia men jani pedia fa nya boni bebre se woni pedia no Bible say ye ni pedia e wo say ye hyeso wo bra ya te ho a edie nmonyam beba.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Keep your body, possess it in honor.
Now why woni pedia kutanama din ni pedia ni ni.
The value you give to your body is the value that people will buy you.
Aha. Ebu a wo de beto woni pedia no so na no na nipa beto.
Other people may say you are cheap. By the way you hold and value yourself, I tell you, people will bless you for a while. Don't bring your value down. Your value is like the treasure in it. Very soon people will come and buy you.
Hallelujah.
If you don't bring down your value. Ladies, I want to encourage you, don't bring down your value and sleep with all men because they say they love you.
Hey, mercy. say, am I Yawaha? Mamma, I just say, well, they are kind of you. Now, what job would depend on one wonderful from Manasa?
And men, don't abuse your body.
Possess it from sin. Now, would you pay us our bema and also some hustle? Never be another cura.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Discipline your body. Discipline it through the word, through the kingdom of God. When you do that, they will say that you are doing too much. But keep what you have. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
People may be doing, changing their sex and going into gayism and all that. Ladies and gentlemen, possess your vessel in honor.
Hallelujah.
Part of the disciplining of your body is that you must exercise the body. Exercise the body. My mothers exercise the body. Buy the body. It will be at a price, but buy it all the same. Hallelujah. Don't abuse your body with too much rest. You want to be practical on this earth. You want to release things from the body on this earth. You want to be a householder who has dynamism, who is productive, who is bringing out of his treasure, who is evergreen. Then you have to take care of this body. When the body expires, your spirit becomes persona non grata. Your spirit has to move away from here. The most important part of you, as far as your life on this earth is concerned, is not your spirit. I know that religious people will say, Pastor, you are blaspheming. No, I am not blaspheming. The most important part of you is your body. Because when you don't take care of the body and it expires, your spirit will also move. No matter how anointed your spirit is, no matter how blessed your spirit is, it has no power to be on earth in spite of its graces and anointings. You came from
heaven. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.